Yeah, I got an extra license, but I haven't dabbled into the realm of HF stuff. I guess that's going to be my retirement gig. I'll do that. I got a shack set up and everything else. Lately, I'm just really into this UHF, VHF stuff. I guess there's a 927 megahertz repeater somewhere in Mount Clemens. I want to play with that a little bit. So, and I found a new love. I found these old XLTs or XTLs, I don't know what they are, 1500 radios. And they're the one I got, CHF P25. There's a really strong repeater over here in the P25. I've been playing with that a little bit, but that radio, I'll tell you what, if you ever want a radio that's absolutely bulletproof and you don't dare drop it on your toes, that XLT series that Motorola made, that 1500, 2500, 5000, those bricks are like 30-year-old bricks, and that's their nickname. They call them a brick. And the thing is, like, I don't know what it is, solid capped all the way around. There's no rattles, there's no flimsy stuff on it, there's no nothing. So that's what I've been endeavoring in lately, and it's been kind of fun. And I turn the hotspots and stuff back on to play with those. So I'm kind of in the mode of fairly newer stuff, you know, as far as ham radio stuff goes, you know, the digital stuff and all the other stuff, even though those radios are 20-plus years old. You can have them for next to nothing, and it's amazing. It's an amazing piece of equipment for when it was built.